ABC Radio Australia.
Well, American Pacific Territories are one step closer to gaining government recognition for the use of the chemical Agent Orange on the islands. A bill has been introduced into the US Congress that would give health benefits to veterans who claim they were exposed to toxic herbicides on Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, the Johnston Atoll, or American Samoa. The US government, though, currently denies that Agent Orange and other contaminants were used on its Pacific territories. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, there's hope that this bill would help to rewrite history.
House Bill 1713 was introduced to the US Congress to little fanfare last week. But if passed, the bill to extend presumed herbicide exposure benefits to military personnel stationed on Pacific Islands will mark a significant reversal of the American government's current position on Agent Orange. Officially, the US government claims toxic herbicides like Agent Orange were never used on the territories. But this runs counter to eyewitness accounts from veterans like Victor Vreeland, who spent 27 months stationed on Guam's Anderson Air Force Base from 1966. He has vivid recollections of using the herbicide on the island.
We had leather gloves, but they were pretty porous, same with our boots. And I noticed that on several occasions when I would get the liquid on my hands, that when I took my gloves off, my fingers were numb for a couple of days after that. And the same with my feet. And now that's basically my condition today. You know, I have a constant neuropathy in both my extremities and nerve damage.
Mr. Vreeland claims toxic herbicides were routinely used on Guam to clear vegetation. He's one of 900 members of the Agent Orange Survivors of Guam group and hopes the new bill will grant health benefits to veterans like him who feel their illnesses are linked to herbicide exposure on American bases in the Pacific.
A lot of us feel like time bombs. You don't know what's going to occur next.
There's a long list of diseases, from leukemia to Parkinson's to prostate cancer, that the American Veterans Affairs Department associates to Agent Orange exposure. Agent Orange was most famously sprayed in Vietnam as part of the American military's herbicidal warfare to clear forests and vegetation in the country. Up to 4 million people were exposed to the chemical, which the Vietnamese government says has caused generational illnesses and birth defects. On Guam, environmental soil tests for Agent Orange have been inconclusive, though further testing is underway. Dr. Alvin L. Young is a toxicology consultant for the Department of Defense and was a project scientist on the Agent Orange operation in Vietnam. For decades, he has denied the relationship between herbicide and chronic illness and claims the chemical never made it to Guam.
We spent over 2 years, my consulting company, in the National Archives in Washington going through all the records on Vietnam. And what is fascinating is because Agent Orange was not a registered pesticide, it could not be used in the United States. It could not be used in Guam. It was specifically developed to be used in a combat environment in Vietnam.
Dr. Young's findings are controversial. An article published by the American investigative journalism site ProPublica claims these findings have been frequently used by the government to deny health benefits to veterans. Nevertheless, in Guam, the issue of providing compensation for Agent Orange exposure has prominent support. Senator Therese Terlahi from Guam hopes the new bill will also help address health problems on the island that may be linked to the herbicide.
If the veterans were exposed, as is being proposed by the bill, you know, to adopt the presumption that they were exposed, it's my, suggestion that if the civilians were absolutely also exposed. It gets us closer to the truth, I think. And so I think that's what the people of Guam are entitled to know. And, of course, because of the health impacts, we need to know.
The bill to help those exposed to herbicides like Agent Orange on Pacific Islands is now under review by the Veterans Affairs Committee.